Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings once again, my friends. It's so good to have you along for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And today it's a second installment of a theme that we started a couple of weeks ago, Night Songs. A few more tunes about activities after the sun goes down. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the fourth weekend of March in 1951. Well, that's what lies ahead today, so let's get this show on the road.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on Seems Like Old Times, and we begin, as always, on the countdown. And this weekend, 74 years ago, the number 10 song belonged to Guy Mitchell.
In the tavern, all night, sitting in the tavern. In the tavern, singing songs.
Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, though he loves his mate. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, scared of going home because it's too darn late. Don't look at me, sweetheart, with scorn in your eyes. Been out all night, gonna tell you no lies. Stopped in one place, heard them singing a song, like a lonely sparrow, started singing along.
Just singing, sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, oh, he loves his mate. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, scared of going home because it's too darn late.
In walked a blonde, and dear, she asked me to dance. I told that blonde that there wasn't a chance. I love my kids and my beautiful wife. That's the honest truth, dear, and I swear by my life.
Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, oh, he loves his mate. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, scared of going home because it's too darn late.
There's things I am, sweetheart, and things that I ain't, 'cause I'm a man, and a man is no saint. Won't you forgive, 'cause I'm telling you true.
'Cause I'm telling you true.
I was in the tavern, only thinking of you.
Just singing, sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, though he loves his mate.
Scared of going home because it's too dark.
Just singing, sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, oh, he loves his mate. In the tavern, sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop,
scared of going home because it's too dark.
Number 10 on the Billboard bestseller chart this weekend in 1951, Sparrow in the Treetop by Guy Mitchell, accompanied by Mitch Miller's orchestra and chorus. The 24-year-old from Detroit has been on a roll since debuting back in December. That's his third top 10 in that four-month span, and we'll hear another one of his hits a little bit later in the countdown. But let's get familiar with this year, 1951, when the president is Harry S. Truman, the vice president, Alvin Barkley, and the American population stands at 154 million. Unemployment in the country is down to 3.4%. It was 6.3% at this time last year. The difference now is that tens of thousands of men work for the Defense Department in Korea. We'll talk more about the war a little bit later on. Well, here in the U.S. this year, the average salary is about $4,200 a year. And some of the goods that we're using that for down at the market include bread at about 15 cents, A half gallon of milk is about 45 cents. A head of lettuce is a nickel. Quaker Oats, 37 cents for a 3-pound bag. A box of Wheaties is 22 cents. And a bar of Ivory soap is a dime. And ladies, a bottle of Richard Hudnut shampoo is about a dollar.
Shine up your hair. Get the shampoo with shine in it. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Shine.
Richard Hudnut Shampoo shines up dull hair. Makes use of nature's own beauty secret, real egg formula. Egg is a natural beautifier for dry, dull hair. Scientists agree about that. And when you use Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo, you get the natural benefits of real egg formula. How it shines up dull, drab hair. That's why the beauty experts at the Richard Hudnut Fifth Avenue Beauty Salon say, this is the shampoo with shine in it. You'll love using it. It's a smooth, fragrant, liquid cream, and it makes your hair so shiny, so soft, so manageable.
Shine up your hair.
With Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
Who remembers Richard Hudnut? Featuring various shampoos and cosmetics. Very popular here in 1951. And so is Perry Como. He's at number 9, You're Just in Love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. A rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I
don't need
analyzing. No,
it is not
there.
So surprising
I
that you
smell
feel
blossoms
very strange,
and
but
the trees
nice.
Are bare. All
your heart
day
goes
long I
patter.
Seem to walk.
I know just what's the
I
matter.
Why.
Because I've been there
I
once or twice.
Why.
Put your head
tossing
on my shoulder.
In my sleep.
You need someone who's older.
And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars
there is nothing you
used
can
to
take
twinkle in
to relieve
the skies
that pleasant
thing.
You're not sick.
Eyes. I wonder why.
You're just in love.
Now I know why I'm just in love.
Perry Como at number 9 this weekend in 1951, You're Just in Love with the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Fontaine Sisters. I was coming down after peaking at number 5 and was featured in the Broadway smash musical Call Me Madam. Well, here's a bonus record from this weekend outside the top 10. At number 14, this duet from Dinah Shore and Tony Martin.
A penny, a kiss. A penny, a hug. We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug. A penny, a kiss. A penny, a hug. Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
I'm gonna I'll save a penny every time I hold you tight.
And we're gonna watch the pennies grow.
I'm gonna save a penny every time we kiss goodnight.
And darling, when we're married, we can own a bungalow.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
Gonna save a penny every time we take a walk.
Add another on a rainy day.
I'm gonna save a penny every time we baby talk.
And snookums, when we're married, we can start in right away.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
I'm gonna save a penny every time I think of you.
Right from morning till I say my prayers.
We're gonna save a penny for the dreaming that we do.
And darling, by the time we're married, we'll be millionaires.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
We're gonna save our pennies in a big brown jug.
A penny a kiss, a penny a hug.
Oh, how rich we're gonna.
Oh, how rich we're gonna.
Oh, how rich we're gonna be.
There goes all my change.
Well, this one's for free.
A Penny a Kiss, Dinah Shore with Tony Martin. A record at number 14 on the sales chart this week, but it did crack the top 10 on the radio survey. Also on today's show, we're revisiting our theme of night songs, and Frank Sinatra gets us started.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night.
From 1966, Strangers in the Night from Frank Sinatra. Orchestral arrangement by Ernie Freeman. One of the night songs in our showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the fourth weekend of March in 1951. And here's the first of three from Patti Page. At number 8, Mockingbird Hill.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. It's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Patti Page was now a bona fide star. That was her 5th gold record, Mockingbird Hill. Accompanied by the Jack Rail Orchestra, she was at number 8 this weekend, 74 years ago. Well, let's find out a little more about our world here in 1951. There's a new amendment to the Constitution. The 22nd Amendment limits presidents to 2 terms. That was ratified February 27th. We had a terrible train wreck in New Jersey in February. A Pennsylvania passenger train derails near Woodbridge Township, New Jersey, killing 85 and injuring more than 500. The espionage trial of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg is winding down. It ended with their conviction on Thursday. They'd be sentenced to death April 5th. Well, some other headlines. On January 31st, a new flight record set by Charles Blair. He goes from New York to London in 7 hours and 48 minutes in his converted Mustang fighter plane. He said he did it to learn about the jet stream and how to use it to make faster flights to Europe. In fashion this year, the look is smart and youthful. Designers were giving a small, high waist, natural, graceful shoulders, and always a very full skirt. The typical suit jacket was molded close to the figure, with rounded shapes and high-placed lapels. For the men, the style is a tweed sports coat with gray flannel trousers. And teenage girls are pulling their hair back with an elastic band, and the term ponytail enters the vocabulary. And those were some of the things happening here in 1951. And here's a little bit of radio music from back in the day, this from the Bob Hope Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an exceptional recording artist whose dynamic song styling keeps her in the top flight among the nation's jukebox favorites, singing one of the numbers she's presenting at the famous Coconut Grove now in Los Angeles. Here she is, Miss Connie Hayes.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some dough. When you spot a John waiting out in the rain,
just as he's insane as only a John can be for a dame. When you meet a gent paying all kind of rent for a flat that could flatten the Taj Mahal, call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dolls. Guys and dolls, dolls and guys, they just make believe they're wise. They're the biggest rubes of all when they fall. When you see a dame change the shape of a frame, you can bet she's reducing it for some guy. When you find a doll with a diamond in a heart, rest assured that the rock has gone to restock some gentleman jock. When you see a mouse hurry out of the house, and she runs 20 blocks for cigars and rye, call it dumb, call it clever, but you can give odds forever that the doll's only doing it, though someday she'll be ruining it. That doll's only doing it for some guy.
There's Connie Haynes, the diminutive Connie Haynes. She was less than 5 feet tall, but her voice was big, strong, and swinging. She was the girl singer for Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, and also in the 40s, she sang on the Abbott and Costello radio show. And as you heard in Bob Hope's introduction, she was appearing at the Coconut Grove in March of 1951, but she made time for a spot on Bob Hope's radio show, doing Guys and Dolls from the Broadway musical, of course, and she was backed up by the Les Brown Orchestra. Also today, we have Night Songs. It's part two of that theme. Well, last segment, we heard Strangers in the Night, a song co-written by this guy, Bert Kampfert. And here, his orchestra does Wonderland by Night.
Thank you.
From 1961, Burt Camfort's Orchestra and Wonderland by Night. One of the nighttime songs for today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today, our trip down memory lane takes us back to the fourth weekend of March in 1951. From Korea, finally some good news. On March 14th, United Nations troops recaptured Seoul. General Matthew Ridgway put a bridgehead across the Han River, east of the capital, and outflanked the Red Defenders, and the Communists retreated into the mountains. Ridgway followed with a crushing advance, pushing the Reds back across the 38th parallel.
I find it difficult to understand the motives of the Chinese Communist leaders in continuing their aggression. Surely by now it must be clear to them, beyond any shadow of doubt, that they are incapable, with their own resources, of destroying the United Nations forces in Korea or of driving them into the sea, as they continue to boast they will.
So after about 7 months of fighting, we're back to where we were at the beginning. The peninsula was divided at the 38th parallel. And while the battlefield is stabilized a bit, the politics of the war is heated up. President Truman saw no need to push further into the north and quietly offered peace talks. On the other hand, General Douglas MacArthur was speaking publicly to the enemy, proposing no truce and warning that the fight might be carried to the Chinese mainland, as he had been given the okay by the United Nations. MacArthur felt he had to speak out because the administration seemed so uncertain. President Truman sent communications to MacArthur, telling him not to speak out and jeopardizing any peace talks. But when the general sent a letter to a congressman critical of the president's policy, that was the final straw. And on April 11th, MacArthur would be dismissed.
I believe that we must try to limit the war to Korea for these vital reasons, to make sure that the precious lives of our fighting men are not wasted, to see that the security of our country and the free world is not needlessly jeopardized, and to prevent a third world war. I have therefore considered it essential to relieve General MacArthur. General MacArthur is one of our greatest military commanders. But the cause of world peace is much more important than any individual.
A stunned nation listening to President Truman explain his reasoning behind the firing of General Douglas MacArthur in Korea. Public opinion of the president was already quite low, and after the firing, he became even more unpopular. And we get back to the music charts from this weekend in 1951, and coming in at number 7, once again, it's Patti Page.
Oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. You ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see your eyes that know. Would I love you? What a question, when I'm yearning so. Oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. Would I love you? What a question, when I'm yearning so. Oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you,
Holding spot number 7, Patti Page, Would I Love You? Backed up by Harry Geller's orchestra, another gold record for the Singin' Rage. And it would top out at number 4 on the charts. Well, here's another extra record from this weekend in 1951, just outside the top 10. At number 11, the latest from Billy Eckstein, I Apologize.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. Give me back your glance, give me back romance, give me one more chance, forgive me.
Future million seller for the 35-year-old Billy Eckstein, I Apologize. At number 11 on Billboard Magazine's sales survey, it would reach number 6. For the musical theme today, we're once again playing night songs. And here's one by Vic Damone.
The night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady. Open your heart. The scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissable and the evening is cool. Any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous. And if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. When the lady is kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible the heart of a fool. The moon is high and you're so glamorous.
I seem over amorous, lady? What can I do? The night is young, and I'm in love with you.
From 1950, Vic Damone, The Night is Young and You Are So Beautiful, with the orchestra conducted by Harry Geller. And it's a second go-around with Night Songs on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're back in March of 1951.
Say, how'd you like to make some biscuits that would have your family saying, these are the best biscuits I've ever tasted? Well, ladies, it's easy when you use Mother's Best Flour. Now, why? Well, sir, because Mother's Best Flour is highest quality. You try it now and see why it's the favorite of so many Southern women. Every sack of Mother's Best Flour contains Gene Foster's family-tested recipes, plus a valuable coupon for Roseanne silverware, and perfect baking results are guaranteed with Mother's Best Flour or your money back. You can get Mother's Best plain, or for extra convenience, try Mother's Best self-rising flour. Ask for it today. That's Mother's Best. Best for biscuits, best for cakes, best for everything.
Mother's Best Flour, sponsor of the Hank Williams Morning Radio Show. And that was announcer Louie Buck. That was from the Nebraska Consolidated Mills, which was later rebranded as ConAgra. And this year, 1951, they would fund the development of the Duncan Hines cake brand mixes. And it would be released the following year. Well, let's get back to the countdown this week in 1951. We're up to number 6 with Debbie Reynolds and Carlton Carpenter.
Dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab means monk I love but you. Dab-a-dab-a-dab in monkey talk means chimp I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. With a long tail, Lordy, how she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba dabba 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 said the chimpy to the monk. Abba dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, a love for you.
Dabba-dabba-dab in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, I love with you. Abba-dabba-dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. And the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Debbie Reynolds and Carlton Carpenter, The Abba Dabba Honeymoon. At number 6 this weekend, 1951, that would be a million-selling record and get as high as number 3. And that song was originally a hit back in 1914 for Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan, but revived in the motion picture, 2 Weeks with Love. And while we're talking about the movies, let's go check out a film from this week in 1951. Now, along with the romantic musical 2 Weeks with Love, there's Royal Wedding, starring Fred Astaire and Jane Powell as dancing siblings.
There's The Red Badge of Courage with John Huston, Audie Murphy, and Bill Malden. The latest from Tarzan, Tarzan's Peril with Lex Barker in the lead role now. There's the domestic drama Cause for Alarm with Loretta Young and Barry Sullivan. Out on a Ledge is Richard Basehart in 14 Hours. And there's a very pretty blonde in a few scenes, an actress making her film debut named Grace Kelly. Also showing The Mudlark with Irene Dunne as Queen Victoria, with Alec Guinness and Andrew Ray. And a story about the Ku Klux Klan, Storm Warning with Ginger Rogers and Steve Cochran. Now you can catch Ginger in a more lighthearted affair, The Groom Wore Spurs with Jack Carson.
Well, suppose this guy should say to the girl, I love you. And suppose the girl should look up to the guy and say,
I think I love you too.
And then suppose the guy should say to the girl, will you marry me? What would her answer be?
Yes.
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 You know, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, there's more romance in the films this weekend. The Mating Season has Gene Tierney, John Lund, and Thelma Ritter. And nothing but zaniness and Abbott and Costello meet the Invisible Man. Well, we can't leave out the cartoons. There's Bunny Hugged. Bugs takes on the Crusher in a wrestling match. There's Dude Duck. Donald goes to a dude ranch. And the latest from the Three Stooges, Babysitter Jitters. Mo, Larry, and Shemp become sitters to pay for the rent.
Well, nobody's going to kidnap him, not with us around.
Oh, that's why Mrs. Crump sent the three of you.
Uh-huh. We work as a unit.
Yeah, we're Unitarians.
And there's one more cartoon short, Putty Tat Trouble. Sylvester the Cat and a one-eyed orange tabby called Tom battle it out to capture Tweety. And it just so happens, we have Tweety and Sylvester on the Billboard Countdown this week.
I am a little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, a hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty tat a tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty tat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I tore a putty cat a creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Putty Tat is very bad, he sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty tat a tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty tat as plain as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffering succotash.
I tore a putty cat a creeping up on me. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I taught a putty tat. Of course, the voice of Mel Blanc. with the Billy May Orchestra. And that record was at number 17 this weekend in 1951. It got as high as number 9. Also on today's show, part 2 of Night Songs. And here's Louie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Louis Armstrong from 1932, Lord, You Made the Night Too Long. And we have more night songs awaiting us in hour number two. But right now, we must pause for the halftime break. And a quick reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow the show on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Also coming up on the other side, more of the hits from this weekend in 1951 on Seems Like Old Times.